Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
What you're about to hear is an Australian secret intelligence organisation intelligence report read out loud as a script. The Freedom of Information Act has allowed for quite a few of the ASIO files pertaining to many organisations throughout Australia to be released to the public. In 2016, I was asked to participate in an exhibition at Gertrude Contemporary in celebration of the radio station 3CR celebrating their 40th anniversary. 3CR were a very, and still is, a very important radio station in terms of its work with the community and its political work. And in the 1970s, was created in 1976, it was a pretty crucial force in the broadcasting of different struggles through their various radio shows, including feminist struggles and the struggles of East Timor and many other relevant issues at the time. What you're about to hear is what was a confidential document released in February 2014. It was a meeting that was recorded on the 8th of the 8th, 1977. And it was a meeting that was infiltrated by an Australian secret intelligence organization agent. And this person recorded what they heard. At times, it's very sketchy, at times kind of funny observations. Some things are verbatim and some things are sort of objective, and the document itself has the following information. The document itself is introduced with a series of information which won't read out, but it includes a meeting which was attended by quite a lot of 3CR members. Also, it was recorded by 3CR and it was to be published by 3CR. The meeting that was being observed and recorded through notes by this spy, this person was dressed in order to infiltrate the situation as an activist or perhaps a university student. The occasion was the Australian Independence Movement public meeting at 2:45 p.m. and it went until 5:40 p.m. approximately. The place where it was held was the Melbourne Town Hall. So this is quite a large venue for it to be held. Its attendance was rather large, over 400 people. According to the notes, it was difficult to estimate the actual number, and at most it would have been no more than 600. The ground floor area was not packed and upstairs was not used as such, which minimizes the fact that there were 600 people there. Mentioned within this meeting are people who would become key members of the activist community, including Indigenous activist Gary Foley, who has become a very, very important member of the Indigenous activist community. Oh, before I forget, so what you're about to hear is a point form, as it was recorded by the Australian Secret Intelligence Organisation agent. So what you're about to hear is the notes that were taken point by point form, are numbered, and they're read alternately by Amit Charan, who resides in Melbourne, and me, Lucrecia Quintanilla, also residing in Melbourne. We are both artists, and you will also hear the sound of the march that took place on the 26th of January of 2017 in opposition to the celebration of Australia Day. Remember that the Indigenous people of Australia are the true owners and still custodians of this land. I contextualize it in this way because some of the struggles that I mentioned during this meeting are still continuing on to this day.
Always
confidential gratis 57/2/14 112 number 1015/77 ASIO intelligence report symbol obscured Victoria CERC code obscured eval obscured cred obscured 8 of the 877 IR 8 of the 877 primary dist 23 HQ ISG 12 plus ATT HQ OPE colon 1 VIC REC colon 7 plus ATT VIC OPS colon 3 others colon blank file dist original 3/2/10/10 Vic HQ copies on 3rd the 2nd 1304 circulation 1 blank 2 blank 3 blank 4 blank Australian Independence Movement occasion Australian Independence Movement public meeting date and time Saturday 6 of the 877 2:45 p.m. to 5:40 p.m. approximately AC the meeting started at 3:15 p.m. place Melbourne Town Hall attendance there appeared to be about 400 people AC it was difficult to estimate the actual number and at most there would have been no more than 600 the ground floor area was not packed and upstairs was not as such COC The booking clerk at the Melbourne Town Hall advised that the stalls seat 1,698 people and the balcony seats 794. Speaker and chairperson listed in the agenda. Wes, probably Wesley James, Arnott, VPF 22420. AC, approximately 5'10", mid-20s, brown scruffy hair and beard. He wore jeans. Joan, probably Joan Marjorie, Coxedge, VPF 21014, AC, shoulder-length blonde hair, blue denim suit, appear to be mid to late 30s. Gary, probably Gary Edward Foley, VT74/27, AC, he did not speak and it is not known if he was present. Bill, probably William Henry Hartley, VPF 16487 AC. He was a chairperson, appeared to be about 55 years of age, very light brown hair, chubby, start of double chin. Humphrey, probably Humphrey Dennis McQueen, VPF 19343 AC. Appeared to be about 6'4" in his 30s, goatee beard, brown hair, wore glasses. Clary, Clarence Lyle, O'Shea, VPF 1135, AC, he appeared to be very healthy with a really powerful voice. COC, obscured, was shown ACO's official photograph, V7674, and commented that it was a good likeness of the person known to him as Clary O'Shea. Hishamuddin bin Mohammed Rice, VT77/15, AC, appeared to be in his mid-20s, long black hair, mustache, dark jawline, beard.